Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. We are coming to the end of what is known as Holy Week, the final week of the season of Lent, when we remember the last days of Jesus' life. Today's podcast is for Good Friday. On this day, we remember the trial, crucifixion, and death of our Lord Jesus. Today, we will follow a different format from previous podcasts in this series. We will meditate on the cross of Christ by using four movements, with each offering a window to the work of Christ leading up to and on the cross. Each movement will follow the same rhythm. A chime will indicate the beginning of the movement. A refrain of "Behold" will orient us to the scripture reading to follow. There will be a time of spoken prayer, with silence woven in for your own prayer and contemplation. And finally, we will end each movement in continued prayer through a song. At this time, we invite you to pause the podcast and gather some paper and drawing or writing utensils to be used during the third movement. We also invite you now to light a candle as a representation of the light and life of Christ. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Movement 1. With Forgiveness. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, 7.
Luke 22, verses 54 to 63. Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house, and Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light, and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him.
We confess that we have disowned you. Jesus, even as we hear the rooster crow, we hear your cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus, we confess that we have disowned you. Jesus, even as we hear the rooster crow, we hear your cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus, we confess that we have disowned you. Jesus, even as we hear the rooster crow, we hear your cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, 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 mercy. Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
Movement 2. Bearing Judgment. Now the righteousness of God has been made known through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who believe. All are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:21-24.
Luke 23, verses 1-4 and 13-25. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas." A man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will.
Behold the Word Eternal, who spoke creation into being, silent before his earthly court. Jesus, you are the way into new creation. May we die with you. Behold the word of truth sentenced to Barabbas's fate. Jesus, exchange the sentence of our guilt for your freedom. May you die for us. Behold the word of life, condemned by a chorus of "Crucify him!" Jesus, bind up all things that unjustly condemn and take life. May they die in you.
Thank you.
and abolished our hate. All things reconciled, all things reconciled by the blood of Jesus. All things reconciled. You put to death the enmity, preach peace far and near. Strangers no longer now, but brothers and sisters. We believe, Lord, and we await. All things reconciled.
Reconciled,
all things reconciled by the blood of Jesus. All things reconciled.
Movement 3. Enduring Suffering. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. Isaiah 53:4.
Behold the Lamb who takes away.
Luke 23, verses 26 to 43. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Behold the Lamb of God. He was despised and rejected by humankind, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. You are invited now to spend the next few minutes in whatever way is most natural to you, whether that's drawing or writing with the supplies you've gathered, resting, or moving around. During the next song, set your inner gaze upon Jesus, this man of sorrows, and reflect on one or both of these questions. How is he, Jesus, acquainted with your grief and suffering? How have you forgotten to esteem him? How is he acquainted with your grief and suffering? How have you forgotten to esteem him?
Thank you.
Movement 4, As Sacrifice in Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
Luke 23, verses 44 to 49. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gains I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. His head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? That were an offering. love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul.
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And now, blow out your Christ candle. John 1:5 tells us that the light of Christ shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. But for 3 days, Jesus' followers experienced that light as being blown out, gone. You are invited now to sit in stillness, pondering the deep love of Jesus expressed in his death on the cross.